there's something that refers to the farm boy. I can't think.
Well, have you ever heard the term, anybody, they still use the term Hoosier, mountain Hoosier?
No.
The Hoosier uses some of Indiana.
It's Indiana, yes.
One of the terms is a jack pine savage. I think that jack pine, you know, is, I thought about that when you mentioned the scrub pine being up high in the mountain. Maybe, you know, the jack pine savage could be one who's, you know, way up there, really up in the hills. And terms like mountain boomer?
No, mountaineer, and of course your bootlegger.
Yeah. Have you ever heard the term a pud?
No.
Now, I heard that in Dayton, and Mrs. Love gave it to me too. Yeah, pud. Another one is sager. That is a term that blacks frequently use for poor whites, a sager.
Oh.
And I have no information at all on the etymology, but it's pretty interesting. It's not quite midnight, but you say
it's almost midnight.
All right. And you say I went out on the ice and I what fell down? I didn't quite fall down, but I
almost fell down.
All right. Would you ever use like to, or?
I have heard it.
You know. And if someone's rushing you, and you might say to them, just
take your time. Don't hurry me.
All right.
Take it easy.
Yeah, I'll be with you in just
a minute.
Okay. And you're driving the car. You want to know the distance from here to Cleveland or something. You might ask them on how
far is it to Cleveland.
Do you use the expression, what might you say to a child if you want to kind of reprimand a child and get a child acting up and you want the child to get serious? You might say now.
You're thinking of, did I cut that out?
No, I was thinking more if you use look here.
I would just call the child by name.
You would look here or see here.
I would just say, now Lauren Sharp.
Okay.
Stop that.
Right. If you want to know the time someone does something, goes to town, you might say, how?
How often do you go to town?
And if I tell you I'm not going to do something, and you agree with me, you're going to behave the same way. I say, I'm not going to do that, and you say?
Either. I'm not going to do that either.
All right. This is my
forehead.
And this is?
Your hair.
And if I didn't shave, I'd grow.
Oh, you grow beard.
Okay. And this is my
ear.
Which one?
Your left ear.
And this is the...
Your right ear.
And this is my...
mouth.
And this is one...
Tooth.
Two...
teeth.
And above the teeth are the...
lips, are the gums,
yeah.
I suppose.
And then this is my...
throat.
And the whole thing is my...
neck.
And what's this called?
Your Adam's apple.
Have you ever heard it called anything else?
I don't believe so.
Have you ever heard it called the goozle?
Now, I thought the goozle was your inside of your throat.
That's okay. That's
burn my goozle.
Okay. All right. I see.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And this is the what of my hand?
The palm.
And I make a...
fist.
Two.
Fists.
And get pains in the wrists, elbows, shoulders, pains
joints.
In the...
joints.
All right. Say it again, please.
Joints.
And this is my...
chest.
And these are my...
shoulders.
One.
Hand.
Two.
Hands.
And this is my
leg.
And one
foot.
Two
feet.
And get kicked here, it's kicked in the
shin.
And a person kind of sits down on his heels, you know, kind of.
He either squats or hunkers.
Okay. Now they both mean the same thing.
Yes.
All right. If a person is has been ill for a while and then looks kind of white, you say he looks kind of.
A little peaked.
All right. Do you ever use puny?
Not seriously, no.
Now, if a person's able to lift a great amount of weight, you might say he's really...
strong.
Would you ever use stout in that?
Stout to me would mean someone who was too fat.
Okay. And if a person's very easy to get along with, you might say he's very...
easygoing.
All right. Would you ever use the term good-natured?
Yes.
In that? Is that the same thing as...
yes.
Would you pronounce that?
Good-natured.
Yeah. And an adolescent, you say, speaking especially here about physical appearance, you say he looks awfully